We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Gorgeous day here in Kansas City. Wow, gorgeous.
Stick around tomorrow afternoon and into Friday and even a little bit Saturday. We could have some rocky weather shaping up.
80% chance of rain tomorrow, 80% chance on Friday, and it even continues into Saturday. So, yeah, some rough weather coming our way.
Be weather aware.
We will be weather aware.
Really?
All right, we are going to talk about two tandem cases this hour, okay? They are different, but similar enough that we want to bring them both into the fold of this conversation.
First one comes from KCTV5. Jerron Lightfoot was sentenced to 10 years in prison earlier today in connection with a fatal February 2023 crash that killed a Kansas City, Missouri police officer, his canine, and a pedestrian. You guys remember this? Lightfoot, who is 20 years old, he's from Tonganoxie, will receive a credit for the 1 year of house arrest that he's already served. Records revealed that on Thursday, April 18th, prosecutors moved a request that Judge Sarah Castle sentence Lightfoot to 10 years in prison for both counts of first-degree involuntary manslaughter.
That was the maximum sentence requested, and it was granted at 10 years.
You guys remember the wreck? It was down off Truman and Benton or in that area. Mm-hmm. And he was traveling at 89 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. He ran a red light, smashing into the cruiser.
And then the cruiser, the officer inside and his canine died. Mm-hmm. The cruiser then careened into a pedestrian and the pedestrian died. Okay. So, you know, 10 years was the sentence in this case today, and I think most people would say for the death of a police officer and a canine and a pedestrian.
Not enough.
I did not read there was alcohol or anything like that involved. It was just a very, very high rate of speed, ran a red light.
Almost three times the speed.
Okay, yeah. 10 years.
He claimed that his brakes went out, and that's why he couldn't stop.
By the way, tests on the car proved that the brakes worked fine.
I've never, ever covered a case where someone claims the brakes went out, and they did. So that's case number one. But we also need to point out case number two. As the city of Kansas City is now fighting the arbitration award, which allowed a Westport firefighter to return to work after the deaths of three people in Westport. You remember Dominic Biscari has been granted back pay and the right to return to work. He did not serve any time. Okay. He was the driver of a fire pumper that was speeding, went through that intersection in Westport, hit a car. The car hit a pedestrian. Same set of scenario there. Mm-hmm. Three people died. No time.
Well, he's back on the job.
He's back on the job. Now, the city today filed a petition to block the arbitration decision that allows him to go back to work. I know there was a protest at Westport Road and Broadway last night over this. Family members and friends of the three victims are protesting the fact that he is getting his job back. At the time, the firefighter took an Alford plea, basically pleaded no contest to three counts of second degree manslaughter. And I will ask you, what is the difference in these cases? How in one case is it 10 years? And in this case, it's 0 years, and the firefighter gets his job back. Well, people are right to be screaming about this, Scott.
I don't disagree with you on that. I think the argument could be made he was functioning in his official capacity where Jerron Lightfoot was not. Jerron Lightfoot was just going 89 miles an hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone because he wanted to. You could make the argument that this firefighter was...
speeding.
He was speeding, no doubt about
they
that.
They had been called off the call. That's number two.
Fair point.
When they went into that intersection and there were prior rumblings that his driving was not safe.
How this guy got his job back, I do not know. I do not know.
I just struggle with a 10-year sentence differential. They're both about the same age. The defendant in the first case where the officer died is 20, and I believe the firefighter at the time was early 20s.
Not much older, yeah.
Early 20s.
That is the power of having the backing of a union versus not.
That's right.
Do you think that's what that came down to, Sam?
Oh, 100%.
Without question.
But the union fought for him to get his job
okay,
back.
But let's take a step back. Let's not talk about him being reinstated, which the city, again, is now fighting. Let's just talk about the Alford plea to three counts of involuntary manslaughter, which yielded no time. How do you square that? Three people are dead.
Well, I don't mean to point this out, but I will. One of the people killed in the Jerron Lightfoot case
happened to be
a police officer.
A police officer.
That's right. And I think that changes everything. And I'm not saying one life is more important than
the
other. I know,
because it could have been any car sitting there when he ran that red light.
Correct.
It happened that day, sadly, devastatingly. It happened to be a police officer.
And so, if I may, Sam, for just a quick minute. We, in the law, tend to put police officers at a higher level when their lives are lost than we do your average, everyday citizen. And now we can disagree about that if you want. I'm not going to. I think it's fair. But he killed, Jerron Lightfoot killed a police officer in the line of duty. And there is the difference.
That was my exact point.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal it.
No, you're good.
I don't think the sentence should be any less because a police officer was killed. I want to be clear. I think in the case of the firefighter deaths, the sentence should be more.
Well, he shouldn't be getting his job back. I mean, that just defies logic.
With back pay.
Again, defies logic. It doesn't make sense.
This is why people, I do think, look at our system of justice sometimes and go, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. What? What?
By the way, job reinstated and fully eligible to get back behind the wheel of a KCFD.
So let me ask you this.
He should never be allowed to drive a fire
truck
for the rest of his life.
All things being equal, because there are so many similarities in these cases, if the firefighter had been driving his personal car and sped through that intersection in a personal car.
Off duty. Okay.
Killed three people.
I think we're talking about a different story.
Why? I think you have to have greater caution when you are driving a, 200-ton missile that will not break on a dime during a call that you've been called off from. Do you not have to have more caution?
Yes.
To at least look when the lights and sirens are on.
Yes, of course you do. Of course. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.